You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. All right, this is Beefcake, back for another Beefcake's Bootcamp. I'm just getting my clips together here and had a few topics I wanted to cover. And whenever it seems like I'm starting to get writer's block, someone always comes up with another subject I should probably address and at least give my thoughts on. And by the way, sometimes you will hear different opinions than mine on the swarm. That's okay. The main point is we're out here threading memes. We're threading the mantra. We're talking about white genocide. That's the important thing, is that we're getting these memes out here. Our eventual goal, or our next eventual goal we want to hit, is for white genocide to be open for public discussion without people trying to silence other people for saying it, or without, you know, governments and stuff shutting people down and putting people in jail for voicing an opinion on race and the like. We want white genocide to be open for public discussion. Therefore, basically any talk on the subject of white genocide benefits us. Any use of our terminology benefits us. Terms like anti-white, whether or not somebody is trying to make a YouTube video to say that there's impossible for someone to be anti-white or, you know, something silly like that. The bottom line is, because they happen to be talking about our terminology, it's still benefiting us. And that is allowing me to segue into my next subject here, and this is what I've been contacted about by several folks, and I wanted to get to this a few days ago, but I've got things in my life that sometimes take priority, but I fully didn't intend to get to this where I'm at right now, and that is the subject of an Asian person who, Chinese I believe, a student who made a YouTube video talking about white genocide. And I believe he's seen our mantra and he's seen our message in some of the YouTube comments, because he does hit on quite a few things that are in the mantra. He talks about most black countries being homogeneously black. He even mentions that China, where he's from, is homogeneously Asian, you know, or a vast majority Asian. They don't have a concern about being blended out of existence. You know, he's actually helping us out by talking about white genocide. And that's what I wanted to say on this. I'm not intending for us to go looking for non-whites to be our allies in the fight against white genocide. But at the same time, we're not going to turn down free publicity. You know, maybe Horace is always talking in terms of rabbits. You know, maybe the non-whites that help spread our message, when there's finally an end to white genocide, we'll send them some carrots. Obviously, we're not going to be so friendly we're going to be inviting non-whites to marry our daughters, but naturally, we're not going to turn down free publicity. And at the same time, some people are going to be questioning the motives of any non-white who talks about white genocide. That's only natural. If you're non-white and you're listening to me right now, even if your heart's in the right place, you have to understand that our community has had to deal with so many traitors from the inside that if you're going to be talking about white genocide, you are going to be viewed with some suspicion about your motives. But that's only natural. If, you know, most people have an innate feeling that somebody who is unlike themselves talking about any issues that affect them, they're going to question their motives, even if those motives turn out to be pure. At the same time, there's another subject I want to touch on a little bit more later, but I wanted to say that if somebody is an enemy and they are making a mistake, we allow them to make that mistake. So if you have somebody who's an anti-white, whether they're white or non-white, I don't care. If they're talking about white genocide, even trying to dispel it, they're still doing us a favor, because they keep coming back to the meme, to that minimum unit of meeting that is white genocide. This particular Asian fellow who made this YouTube video came up with his own solution to white genocide. He suggested that we move to Asian countries and set up white communities within those Asian countries. I'm not going to spend my podcast cutting apart the problems with that plan. You know, I'm going to Give him the benefit of the doubt here and say that he probably has the best of intentions, and he feels that he's extending an open hand to say, we'll tolerate your existence in our countries and stuff like that. That's nice, but at the same time, we want to preserve larger areas of land for our own people and our long-term sustenance. And I'm not sure what that is or how much that's going to take. Again, our job here as the swarm is to be spreading the meme of white genocide. And even if you don't like this fellow's particular plan to solve white genocide, he's still doing us a favor by talking about the problem itself. I don't believe anyone has actually come up with the actual solution to white genocide yet. I've heard some interesting ideas being tossed around, but I haven't heard of one that is so eureka that it, and so outside the box and so perfect that we're all ready to get on board yet. I mean, we're not even yet at the stage where it's publicly acceptable to be talking about white genocide in the open without risking, your career and in some countries imprisonment and stuff like that, which is why at this stage what we are doing is we are using the internet, as well as in-person conversations when you can, when the opportunity presents itself, to thread the meme of white genocide, to thread our terminology like anti-white. We use the mantra and what is contained in the mantra in order to defend our position, in order to expose white genocide, in order to show that our enemies use terminology like racist and supremacist and Nazi and so forth, in order to silence any whites who want to talk about the subject of race, simply because anti-whites want our people gone. They want us to be extinct, finito. Their plan is genocide via assimilation of whites in all white countries and only in white countries. We are the target, and we're the folks that they want to see blended out of existence. And that's what we want open public discussion on. But in order to get to that point, we need people talking about it so much that it simply has to come out in the open for public discussion. And in order to do that, it means we thread memes. If you recall, there's a podcast I had that talked about our message being gray goo. When you talk about white genocide and you point out that obvious double standard that nobody's flooding every single Asian country with non-Asians and then telling them, oh, you have a race problem. The solution to your race problem is for you to all intermarry and assimilate, and that would get rid of Asian people. And then calling Asians names like supremacist if they're opposed to a program that would lead to the destruction of their people, also known as genocide. And nobody is putting them in this situation and telling them, oh, the problem is you're just not having enough babies. They're only doing this to white people in white countries. They impose economic conditions on us with all their redistribution of wealth programs that make it harder for whites to plan financially for families, so they choose not to have children. And then they turn around and tell us to have more babies. Nobody's doing this to black people in black countries or Asians in Asian countries. They're only doing it to white people in white countries. It's white genocide. Okay, and that's just how it goes. And of course, for us to get out of this situation that we're in, that's being done to us, that's not being done to other racial groups, the biggest thing is making our dialect, our mantra, our terminology part of everyday discussion. And we thread these memes online. And the gray goo effect is when other people try talking about it, even to tear it apart. When an anti-white makes a video and they're trying to dispel the myth of white genocide, they are doing us a tremendous favor, whether they know it or not. Essentially, it's like a puddle of gray goo. It's that stuff that turns everything it touches into itself. You can't go into the puddle of gray goo, wade in waist deep, and start flinging it around with a baseball bat without just helping spread it further. It's probably uncomfortable to have gray goo on you, too. But that's what these anti-whites do. If they want to put up a YouTube video saying there's no such thing as anti-whites and go down 10 reasons for it, the bottom line is they're still talking about it. And that can only help us out. The only thing our enemy can do that doesn't contribute to the growth of our message is to simply ignore it altogether. In fact, if they make it illegal to talk about white genocide or to use words like anti-white, it gets really silly and it comes out in the open very quickly, simply because you have to tell people, as an example, what they're not allowed to say. Nobody says the word nigger and is told you're not allowed to say that without telling people what word they're not allowed to say. You know, at some point, somebody has to use it for an example to tell you what you're not allowed to say. And when somebody cannot use the term anti-white, you tell them you're not allowed to say the words anti-white and you're not allowed to talk about the subject of white genocide. That's not going to work too well with white people. That is basically where government is on its last legs. It's like the Soviet Union trying to make it illegal to point out that how can it be a worker's paradise if you need armed men with guns to keep us inside? Okay, once you make it illegal for people to say that and you tell them that that's illegal to say, it's over. You have the government or whoever is in charge. What essentially they're trying to do is they're trying to hold on to a wet bar of soap as hard as they possibly can. And, you know, I challenge anyone here to go try that. Go into your bathroom, get one of those really hard bars of soap, get your hand wet, get the soap wet, grab on that soap and hold on to that thing as hard as you possibly can. Well, you just saw an example right there. If you did that little experiment, you probably shouldn't do that. You'd be wiping soap off the floor and your ceiling and stuff. But essentially, that experiment is what happens when governments have to tell people that they're not allowed to use our terminology. See, it's because of the gray goo effect. Simply by telling people what they're not allowed to say, you happen to be spreading our message. So the only appropriate response is to simply ignore it altogether. Any touching of our subjects helps us out. So even if you question the motive of someone because they're talking about white genocide, but they're offering a solution that isn't good enough or isn't actually going to work out or has too many problems with it, don't think that, you know, they might be trying to circumvent the movement and to, you know, to agree with us on our problem and offer us false solutions, maybe. But again, we're not going to let them take the conversation over to all their proposed solutions. I've heard all sorts of strange solutions to white genocide. But the bottom line is, right now, we want people talking about the concept of white genocide itself. And this Asian fellow happened to be talking about the concept of white genocide. So whether his intentions are pure or not, he happens to be helping us out. Okay? And again, a lot, if someone turns out to be an enemy, but they happen to be spreading around our terminology unknowingly, go ahead and let them do it. Let them. Allow the enemy to make mistakes, okay? And if they happen to be an unlikely ally, again, I'm not telling you to let him marry your sister, you know, or to, or for you to marry, you know, for your, you know, if you're female, for you to go marry him or something like that. I'm not saying that we need to make the elite, you know, our ally so close to us that we're ready to, you know, lose the whole point of what we're talking about. But if they're going to be offering our message free publicity, you know, don't try to stamp them out. Don't go and swarm them horribly because the solution they offered isn't a good one. That could be very off-putting to someone who really might have their heart in the right place. And again, even if their heart isn't in the right place, again, they're still helping us out either way. Anyone who's listening to me here who doesn't know how to help us out and isn't sure how to use the mantra yet, just you'll start getting used to it just by talking about the concept itself, white genocide. You know, we're the only group of people in the world not allowed to have anywhere exclusive for ourselves. You know, nobody is attempting to move in large numbers to Africa or Asian countries, you know, or black countries in general. You know, I don't see a large amount of white people and Asians and Hispanics attempting to move to Haiti, even though it's not in Africa. Most people think of it as a black country. It's actually one of the first places in modern recorded history where white genocide occurred. Now, there's some scientific evidence showing that white genocide did occur in very, very ancient times. You know, I don't know what happened to the Salutrians that were that apparently were living in where the United States is today. We're living here like 10,000 years ago. But in modern recorded history, for recent events, Haiti would be probably the first place I could think of where white genocide occurred in the so-called modern world, and we think of it as a black country. I like to use the word black country, okay? However, if somebody uses the word African country to talk about white genocide and they're using that as their examples, fine. Okay, that's fantastic. You know, our swarm members are obviously, we're going to try to be as disciplined as possible and not stick our foot in our mouth. We want to always call it genocide. You know, we're going to try to avoid using the word whites going extinct without calling it genocide. We're careful not to backtrack when someone calls us a racist. We make sure to point out anti-racist as a coder for anti-white. Here's why, segue into the mantra and mini mantras. That's what we do here, you know. But when we see people that are not necessarily swarm members talking about our memes, let them do so. Even if you're questioning their intentions, they're not going to be able to circumvent our movement right now because we're not even at the solution stage. We are at the meme stage, and if they're talking about the meme, they're helping us out, even if they're trying to dispel it. You know, if somebody were to make an anti-white were to make a multi-million-dollar media advertising campaign right now to say that there's no such thing as white genocide, and they'd start out with, there's this mantra going around online trying to point out this double standard that leads to a world without white people, and they're calling it genocide. And here's why we want you to know that this program is in fact not genocide. The problem simply is whites aren't having enough babies, and there have been laws that have put in place to allow non-whites to move into all white countries, and therefore what's happening is perfectly legal, and therefore you're not allowed to call it genocide. Hey, look, if any anti-whites did this and they spent millions of dollars on it, that would be helping us out. In fact, if you can't get past the call screeners to talk about white genocide from an I oppose white genocide statement, hey, you could call up one of the radio shows. Okay, I've had my number blocked from pretty much all of them because I made some mistakes in the past and can't get through the call screeners. But an example of a way to talk about white genocide is to pretend that you are opposed to it being called genocide. And you can quote the mantra just to try ripping it apart in front of people. I mean, these are some sneaky tactics to get our message out, but remember, it's no different than our enemies going out there and flinging the gray goo around. The bottom line is, we are threading the meme simply by talking about the subject and using our terminology. You can't go wrong with it. The more you talk about it, whether it's from an opposition standpoint, to calling the destruction of our race genocide, saying that it's being done perfectly through legal means, whatever, the fact that they happen to be talking about the subject happens to be helping us. Even those dipshits that go out there and say, oh, well, the problem is you're just not having enough babies. When they respond to that, and that's the response, you know, again, we point out the double standard. You know what to do as a swarm member when they try saying that crap to you. But by them simply acknowledging whites aren't having enough babies, it makes white people start asking questions. That alone is a question. Well, why aren't they? I mean, gee, we managed to survive for tens of thousands of years on our own. Why now are we not having enough babies? What changed? When people start asking these questions, they find us, and they find the answers to these questions, and they realize what's being done. It's basically habitat encroachment. You know, I mean, as Horace reminded me recently, not to compare white people to animals. So I should point that out. But nonetheless, if you take away our means and space to have families, you're going to have a falling in the white birth rate, you know, naturally. But again, when if anti-whites want to start putting out public service messages telling white people to have more babies, okay, well, it's not our message per se, but again, it's not necessarily harming our message either. And if they want to go out and encourage white people to have more kids, I'd be the last one to tell them not to. Okay? But again, we're here to talk about white genocide. Our job is to thread memes. If somebody is threading the meme of white genocide and they happen to be using our terminology in any way, shape, or form, even to try tearing it apart, they're doing us a favor, even if they don't realize it. And if someone's doing you a favor and they don't realize it, let them. The last thing you want to do is go in there and tell an anti-white that, hey, if you're using this terminology, you're helping us out. Ha ha, buddy. Thanks a lot, dude. Again, we allow the enemy to make mistakes. When the enemy wants to march their army into gray goo and go flinging it all over the place, you let them do it. And you sit back and watch, enjoy, crack open your favorite beverage, and just enjoy the free show they're putting on for you. And then once you're done sipping on that, get back to posting the mantra. All right, guys. I hope this has been entertaining enough and you try to remember it's all good as long as they happen to be spreading our memes for us. You guys have a good night and continue the good work.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.